Enclosed, please find a clipping showing a press interview with California Governor Jerry Brown, who was a potential presidential candidate in the next election, asking the Hare Krishna followers to help humanize conditions in the state mental institutes. He recognized that what is needed is for religious leaders to come in and to give these patients new life, and he recognized us as religious leaders. This is a great credit for us, and we immediately called the five biggest state institutes and got permission to visit their patients. We sent 50 devotees with gift-wrapped Krishna's presents of prasadam, Bhagavad Gita's and Krishna books, calendars, records, and so on. And all of the doctors were so appreciative that they invited us back to show movies, put on plays, and continue helping their patients.
Thank you.
ये सब काम सारे
दुनिया में हो रहा है।
आप लोग सब आइए।
Humanity is hungry for the philosopher, for the Sri Krishna.
Yes.
Devotion. Yes.
That is Krishna.
That is the only medicine. That is the only remedy.
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness. That is the only medicine and that is the only remedy.
हम लोग direct represent कर रहे हैं।
Yes.
God. Krishna is the Bhagavan.
But
why you are making research and wasting time? Whether God is person or imperson or this or that, what is it? Here is God.
That is the material view. To analyze
God is personally presenting himself. Aham. Aham sarvasya prabhu. This. People cannot understand.
Matta sarvam pravartate.
But they're so dull-headed, they
can't understand. They have no imagination, nothing at all, no sight.
Manushanam sahasesu gacchisalisi. Ye musti.
Yatatam api
siddhanam. God is present himself, presenting himself.
Presenting himself. But still he can't see.
And still rascals will not understand.
Mura.
Namang duskitunam mura. Prapadyante
mura. Prapadyante naradhama. Mayaya Parita Jnana Asuram Bhavamashradaha.
God is presenting himself. This is the Kanatana. Such a mudha, duskiti, narada.
We have to wash that ignorance, giving the message to the...
No, to vastavai mami uja prapadyante mayamitam.
Mayamitam tarundite.
Wo sikar karne hai, jahan Bhagavan hai. Yes. Bas, ho gaya.
Ho gaya.
Khatam maya. वो नहीं कर तो फिर माया से कैसे उद्धार हो दवाई तो बता दिया मामी मजब प्रबंधन से
माया में था अंदर अंदर
बाकी हिलना तो दे
बिकॉज़ इस सकम तो दी पैशन है पैशंस
इफ इट टेक्स भगवत गीता एज इट इज then everything is all right.
That is the disease.
Prasad. Mami was a prabhadante maya.
Maya medantarante namandashtadvamukha. Upamjandai naradhare maya parthajnana asuram bhavamashrita chitangriha vyandai namdana
that is the disease asuram
bhavamashrita asuram bhavamashrita
asur lag sikar nahi
and day by day that community is increasing day by day that community is increasing at least in India. Young generation is going in materialism. Materialism increases their egoism. And they lead to decay.
Mrityu-samsara-vartmani.
वो भी उनको समझता नहीं है. कि हम कहाँ जा रहे हैं ये भी समझता नहीं है. कौन से खड्डे में गिर रहे हैं वो भी समझता नहीं है.
इतना गंदा हो गया.
हाँ.
बोलता है एजुकेटेड
हाँ बोलता है एजुकेटेड They are called educated fools.
Gyani murkha. ज्ञान तो है ही नहीं क्योंकि जो समझ होगा
अब मूर्ख बनेगा ही कैसा
वो तो ज्ञानवान मान प्रबुद्ध
ज्ञानवान मान प्रबुद्ध जते
बाकी वो ज्ञानवान है ही नहीं है मूर्हा अपने को समझता है ज्ञानवान
दैट इज ता
तब भी समझता मैं ज्ञानी है वो ही सबसे मूर्ख
Gorega. I had been to Pune because there were some lectures on account of this Swami Shraddhananda. It was his 50 years past his death. So there were some lectures.
Shraddhananda,
Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj. Follower of Swami Dhananda. He was shot down in Delhi. And so for 50 years from there was some ceremony in all these things, lectures.
लेकिन आर्य समाज है ये प्रकाश किया सत्तार्थम प्रकाश पूर्व 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 महाजन और आवी जुली फौसन अभिजान से मान मूल
है
पहले कृष्ण को तो अभिजान होगा
सिद्धों बलवान सुखी देखी भाई जा देखी लाइक दैट सिद्धों बलवान सुखी Ajyovyanavanasi konyosi sadrushomaya. They think in
Bhagavan kare bedu bhadara sastra.
Nanya dasi, konyosi sadrushomaya. They think like this. So they went in the same way.
So how are we going to change?
How? Only that you see, mamanusmara yudhyajo, taking the name Believing in full, in the name of the Almighty, and we have to try our level best to uplift the society, to make them educate, to guide them, to advise them, to bring them on the right path. This is the only way.
Bhagavad Gita says we need the Guru.
Yes, sir, that is correct. No doubt. That is correct. First, they should understand on where they wanted to go. What is their goal?
There is no goal. They think after this body, everything is finished.
Aimless life they are spending.
So
we have to make them know that this is the wrong way and this is the right way, and you have to go by this right way. And when he will come to the right way, he has to obey some discipline. Obey some rules and rights. And there he wants nigraha, sayyam.
Is it possible to stop it? Or a young man, if he says, no, I am not going to go. But everyone wants that. A young man does not want to become old man. But by nature, slow. He has to. Aankar bhimura atma katta ham tivannati. So the idea is that after losing our own culture, we have become set up fools. This is the real condition. Mura. Navaga duskita na mura prabhadanti narava. We have become so lowest of mankind and mura and full of sinful activities that we cannot understand what Krishna says. This is real solution. I am not speaking, Krishna said. This is a sign. If one does not hear Krishna, that he must be grouped in this category. Duskitina, Murha, Naradhama, Maya, Apulitantra. What is the value of their so-called education if they cannot understand the simple truth, Tatha Deha Antarapta? What is the value of this education? Today I am a very big man. But I do not know that there is dehanta. And what kind of deha I am going to get? Nobody has any knowledge, neither their interest to consume it. They have concluded that after death and disease is finished. This is the refugees. Blind. Westerners, they say, frankly, the big professor have taught, Swamiji, after death everything. This is it. And our first education is there, tatha dehantara prat. And they have given us everything. Kapta hamiti mandir. Usme kya labh hoga? If you do not know the science, simply by false prestige you say, no, whatever I am thinking is all right. Are you free? You are completely under the laws of material nature. Why you are thinking foolishly? This is Indian culture. Even in the village, immortal village, you go, they will say, I am purva janma, kharab kaam kiya tha, isliye I am bhog raha. They will say, this is India's culture. Purva janma, pura janma. Dehantara prapti. And you have lost the sense. What kind of education? What is the value of this education? Very, very precarious condition.
See, one thing that these people have adopted.
But these people are that people, I don't mind.
Yes, sir. We have the secular India concept.
Again, why you are doing secular India? It is a science, scientific knowledge. Does it mean the secular India, they should stop scientific education?
No religion can be backed up like that.
Why you bring religion at all? It is science. Religion is a kind of faith. But science is not faith. You may have faith and may not have faith. Science, 2 + 2 = 4, everyone. Why they forget this? This is a science, vijnana. Jnanam teham savijnanam parvakshami asuryami. It is vijnan. And they are interpreting in different ways. 2 + 2 = 5. Big man, they are doing that. 2 + 2 = 5. Because somebody, some big man has said, this is right. Somebody says 2 + 2 = 3. Somebody says 2 + 2 = 5. In my opinion, it is 5. And somebody, in my opinion, it is 3. What is this nonsense? This is good. And they are big men. They are leaders. Murha. This is the position of it.
Swami is that you are the Trikalpnani, or you know.
I am not Trikalpnani. My Jnani is Bhagavad Gita. That's all. Neither Trikalikar, but what Krishna says, they accept. That's all. They say, Swamiji, I am not wonderful. I do not know what is magic wonderful. But one thing I wonderful I have done, that I have not adulterated on the words of Krishna. That act. And therefore the effect is very good. I am not adulterated. I don't say 2 + 2 = 2, 5 or 3. I say 4, Krishna has said. That's all.
Now that is not written off also. The request which I have made in writing to PM, I have received the acknowledgement, and subsequently we had our dinner at Brahmanandari's place. We approached this subject and discussed at length. And he said,
no, you can study, it is going on throughout the whole world. Now the Western world, they're feeling the strength. They are now begun opposition. That politicians are thinking that this Hare Krishna movement is spreading like epidemic. Actually it is so. And it is spread so quickly, within 10 years they will take our government, they say like this. And that is possible. Because these young men, they are taken seriously and they are pushing on. If the majority is after them, they can take one. It is democracy, America. And how they are after this movement, if you say our latest picture of Ratha Yatra, you have seen that thing?
Yes, yeah. I have seen it.
So many thousands of them are left over. Fifth Avenue. Yes, they are pulling the chariot. You might have seen that, I think San Francisco or somewhere. Yeah, this is a very recent New York. People become mad and papers admitted, here is the place for East and West meeting. And the police were so satisfied. They said, next year we shall make very, very nice arrangement.
Unfortunately, what has happened, that these several movements have merged today.
This is not one of the several movements.
No, these people have confusion in their mind. One, of course, is CIA, then FBI, then this CP, then this narcotic people, and this some sort of...
Hundreds there, but what we have got to do with them?
And also some of our own transcendental meditation and so forth, all these things are creating some mental confusion and lack of certain clarity which is affecting
us. But we must have eyes to see what they have got position. All these, they go and come. And here it is entering into the core of the heart of the young Arjuna. Then we can gather one sort of eyes to see. And therefore the authorities are afraid that the younger generation, they say, here is one book by Prabhupada, Stills and Judah. He is a great knowledge scholar. After 5 years studying of this movement, he has written this book, Hare Krishna Counterculture. He has given his warning that this movement will stay. He has very thoroughly studied the statistics and meeting every member in this. There are many books about us, small and big, that here is a responsible master of religious study.
See, one of the earliest days when we had this group come to our neighborhood, Mrs. Desai and myself visited, they were together.
Parvatikar.
Swami Parvatikar had called at in Rungta House place. Nepinsi Road. So our house is adjacent, bungalow is adjacent to it. So we were there, invited there, so we joined the group. Those all people came to our bungalow subsequently. And they had some program. They messages, I served them some food.
Our program?
Yes, yes.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna program. We had a program. Kirtan. And then enrolled as life member. I think that was about 4 years after.
The Parvatikara also there.
4 or 5 years back. Swamiji from our this Badrinath, who is that this Veena Swami.
Okay.
He was there. Now he was saying that our people have forgotten our this cultural this heritage. But people who have been
everyone said, it is purely Indian culture. And I am not getting any help from the government, although they have got cultural before. Some dancing party will go, they will say. That is culture. And culture of knowledge is alien. This is
actually
क्या? अगर कहे ना जो मूर्ख है तो हमको पकड़ ले जाए. Real culture is neglect. And some dancing party in the name of culture will draw money.
But if he is right, Swami, nobody has studied this movement
why they
deeply,
deeply. This is going on worldwide.
You see, when Swamiji, the karma yoga is very important in India. Whatever yoga they do, first everybody, it is true, Swamiji. You are a preacher, everything. So one of your responsibilities would be obviously to make any ignorant man knowledgeable.
And you see, that ignorant man must be prepared to get the knowledge.
I just finished that. Now here is our people, whether they are leaders or whether they will be politicians, whatever we might call. Now, having known that they suffer from certain difficulties, or we say you can only pity them for their lack of knowledge. And to that extent you would, without of sympathy, would naturally like to impart in them certain basic material or instrument which has distracted them. Now this, I think, Swamiji Vivekananda, because my grandfather, granduncle, was responsible, Haridas Bhai, Dada, was responsible for Swamiji's Vivekananda's trip to America. That was sometime last century, turn of last century.
He must be in Junagadh.
I have seen his letters, both from and to. That was my granduncle, my grandfather's elder brother. So we are joint family, in Hindu joint family. So Swamiji used to go around, and that is when I say Swamiji, I mean Vivekananda. He used to go around and then be quite firm, tough sometimes. Sometimes casually, sometimes persuasive. But he, whatever I have known from my father, who was at that time studying in Bahuddin College, this is, he died at 82 years age sometime. Now he has finished his century. So I believe that was sometime beginning of last century, end of last century. So he was telling that Swamiji was quite a person, and he would never was worried about Mahanapan or anything. He would still, he had his own little self-respect, but still he insisted on other people's being informed with his knowledge, parted with his knowledge. To that extent, he also, when he went to states, you said he had...
1902.
That is, he wrote from...
No, earlier.
1893.
He knows this, turn of last century. He wrote some letters to my granduncle. Then he had said about the humiliation, difficulties and other things. And then he could finally establish a certain amount of respect for himself and the Indian culture and this. In other words, what point I am trying to make is that the world at large does not recognize a good person from a bad person, forthwith. And therefore it becomes the responsibility of good person to bring at least awareness about the good person's existence, and then they follow. Now, how many people have followed Swami Vivekananda? How many people followed to start with? The thing came because of his personal context. Now, here also these young people have all praise and all respect, all the things for the movement. Similarly, we have also. We came to know, and so we are in it. Now, for example, Mrs. Gandhi is highly religious, I know. Whatever we might, others might have feeling, she herself is highly, the amount of respect she has got for Indian culture is terrific, to an extent of almost aggression. If somebody puts a foot down or something about this thing. Even Panditji, with all said and done, he had a feeling, and he was one with Mahatma Gandhi, that a day will come when India, by solving its problem, will take away the existing world from the present Western culture to a new culture which will be of a superior level. That day would be the day when India has made good its ultimate destiny. Something like that they had feeling. So Panditji also was dreaming, but he was not an executive type of person or you. So Panditji had left his things, only dreams, but Mrs. Gandhi seems to be translating some of the dreams, or at least she feels she is translating some of the dreams into reality. The difficulty with her is that she has not proper guidance at times, and to that extent she falls into certain pits or certain difficulties. That basically that. A good soul, but a soul with certain waywardness could become at times little.
If you think that Mrs. Gandhi is religious and for Indian culture, and why not ask her to take the guidance from Krishna? Who can be better guidance than Krishna?
Mahatma Gandhi took guidance. Of course, he also made lots of mistakes, but he did take guidance.
Everyone must make mistakes, because a conditioned soul are liable to four defects. One of them is to commit mistakes. One of them is to become illusion. One of them is a cheater. And one of them is senses and impulse. So every conditioned soul who has got this material body is defective in these four things. Therefore, he has to take knowledge from a person who has no defects. Then his knowledge will be perfect. Just like a small child, he is defective. But he receives the knowledge from the father. This is called friendship. A child does not know what it is. But the father says, my dear child, it is friendship. And if he says, it is pensive, then it is correct. Although he is a child, because he has received the knowledge from the person who knows it. Similarly, our principle is, that is Vedic principle, even parampara praptam imam rajasayodhi. The knowledge has to be taken from the superior liberated person. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that imam vivasati yugam purtavan ahamabhayam vivasyan manavi prahu manu vikhatave prahu. Even paramprapa, first of all I say to vivasyan, the predominating teaching, the sun planet, he is called Vimushan, his name is Vimushan. So he spoke to his son, Manu. Manu spoke to his son, Ikhatu, in this way. It is called Sakalena Mahata Juvanastapala. That parampara system is now lost. Therefore, I am speaking you the old truth, Yoga Praktam Puratam. There is nothing new, the same thing. And if we give up this parampara system, then yoga nashta. So nobody is taking this Bhagavad Gita in the parampara system. He is interpreting in his own way. Therefore it is already nashta. It has no value. So this is yoga nashta. So, because why we have to take from the authorities? Vijnanatam sa guru meva vigasya. Because guru means he presents the truth as it is. And as soon as you interpret, it is nostro. It is spoiled. So they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not take this instruction. I am presenting Bhagavad Gita in a way which is spoiled. And then insisting. So, if you think that Indira Gandhi, I think so also, because I have heard so many times, why not? His position is very nice. If he actually follows the instruction of Krishna, his position will be more secure. That is sure.
Let us tell this.
Seriously. But who will advise that, sir?
I will advise.
That is it.
You arrange, I will advise. I am not proud, but I am the authority at the present moment. It is not pride. It is the fact. So let us take, let us understand. The authority is there. And what is understanding? It is simple truth. Everyone can understand. Any child can understand. There is no difficulty. We make it difficult by our rascal interpretation. And that is a very simple thing. Krishna said, ki aham adiji devana. So there must be somebody original person. You are existing. You are coming from your father. Your father coming from his father. His father is his father. Now who is the original father? There must be somebody. You may or may not know. So here is the answer. Aham adiji devana. So why don't you say, what is the difficulty? If you are finding out who is the original person, and the original person is presenting himself, and he is being accepted by great authority, formerly Vyasadeva, Narada, Asita, Devala, later on Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, all big stars, Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So why don't you accept Krishna, the supreme original authority? What is the difficulty? The fact is very plain, but I will not take it. Now, if I misguide myself, then who will guide me? If I sleep while I am not sleeping, then who will help me? Take Krishna's instruction. If Indira Gandhi, I know she is intelligent, she is diligent, let her follow strictly the instruction of Krishna. Just his, all her ambition and all her program will be successful. He is serious.
And now, since you have shown the willingness to talk to her in case, so I am...
It is science. To her. There is no difficulty to understand.
Even I will talk to her personally, that Swamiji will be delighted to...
But whether she has got time?
Yes. See, that is it. Now, that is one point I must tell you one small thing. That presently...
One lady, she is Subhas Bose's niece, Lalita Bose. Because this family are very intimately, so as was his family and Nehru family. So she calls Indira Didi, means elder sister. So she took me and she gave me interview at a very critical moment, just day before that Mujibur Rahman was killed. She was guarded by heavy number of police and soldiers still. My car to enter. I am very much obliged. But it was 10 minutes time. So what the Bhagavad Gita could be discussed in 10 minutes? Tadvidhi Pralipatena Pariprasnena Sayoya. One has to learn Bhagavad Gita submissively, Pralipatena Pariprasnena Bhagavad Gita. Sincere inquiry, and learn it from a person who has seen. Upadakshantitadjnanam jnanina tattadarshin. You cannot have any knowledge who has not seen the truth. Like if you say that how it is possible that we have seen through this parampara, the same thing. It is pensive. I've learned it from my father. It is pensive. That's all. You cannot call it stick.
It is pencil. My father has thought that this is pencil. I know. So, it is very easy. But if one follows, his life is successful. Very easy.
So your impression is that 10 minutes or whatever time is not adequate, and unless he prepares her ground for stable continuous...
Now she can, Pariprasna, from scientific point of view, from logic, that is it. It's accepted. But if he thinks blindly something, then it is not possible. Tadvidhi paripatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattadakshanam. It's like Arjuna learned Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. He submitted, sishasriham sadhimam prapannam. So in that attitude. But pariprasna, counter inquiry is allowed. Just a good logician, good scientist, one can. That answer is there. But if one inquires as a blind person, keeping her faith or his faith in something differently, then it is easy. It must be flexible to the level of logic and science. Then it is very easy. That's like I explained. Krishna says, tatha dehantaram prapti. So where is the difficulty? I am changing my body. So why I shall not get another body after my death? Na hannate hannamane sarire. And what? Where from this knowledge is coming? From Krishna. The supreme authority. In the beginning I may not understand, but it is a fact. If you think over, you'll understand, yes. I am eternal. Why I am put into this difficulty, changing this body? This is common sense. Why I shall die? Why not stop there? That is not. That is not. Man is going on very adhasa. Everyone dies, I will die. What is that? But why you shall die? You live. And Krishna gives the formula. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti. Take this process. This body is material, you have to give it up. But no more material body. Why don't you take this hand? How it is possible? Why do you not contribute this science to the whole world as India's contribution? They need it. Why you go beg? Give something. In Berkeley University, one Indian student, Swamiji, you want this? Hari Kirtan will do, we require now technology. So I replied, yes, you have come to beg here. I have come here to give something. I am not a beggar like you. So we are working. Of course, we are Indian, we are poor, that is another thing. But I never went to beg something from them. I never asked them any money. I never asked them. They give me money. Because they understand that I am giving something. Do you know how we are selling our book? Daily 5-6 lakhs rupees collect. They are getting the money. I am giving them the knowledge. Bring that telegram. In 1 week, how many books we have sold? Because they are hankering after this knowledge. This is Indian culture, or some dancing party goes, that is Indian culture. I am not imitating them. Also, all credit to Vivekananda. But Vivekananda learned something from there, how to eat meat, and introduced among the sannyasis that there is no harm in eating meat. So Vivekananda learned something. And I have gone to forget meat. That is the difference. These boys, these young boys, just see how they have become Vaishnav.
Did you already open the window?
Oh, yeah. Now you can open the fair. Oh, wait. One point. See, this is the real culture, original culture of India. And they are accepting it. Why not go and come to my help? Without any help, I am doing so.
This is exceptionally, I would say, very creditable. Then you say it's
very increasing. There is opposition against our movement. But it's still very increasing.
See, when you say we are poor, if you
are so-called poor.
That's it. Yeah. Because the other day, when I was reading Howard Hughes, and this $1 billion life, and then also polling. I can say this much, that some of the poorest of Indians are far better off than these gentlemen.
Yes, culturally you are better off. Materially you are certainly very poor. But because we are culturally advanced, even the actual poor man, he does not feel that he is in poverty.
That is grace in poverty.
Satisfied.
That is
Janglam Dha Chapanam Lavanam Mannati Nati Tantata. Jasmin Siti Guru Nati Dukhainana Vijar. This is culture. So long I have got money, I am very happy. No, if there is not a single farthing, still I will be happy. That is real. That can be done. That is possible when one is Krishna conscious. Just like the woman, he went to the forest to ask Krishna to give him a very nice kingdom. But when he met Krishna, Narayana, he wanted to give him benediction. He said, Samin kita dhosni barangana jas. But namo bho. We have got such things. Guru Rabi Dukhena na Vichar. Never disturb. That is correct. And so long I have got money in the pocket, I mean, that is dogs in the
room. The moment there is no money, the money is out. Out.
That is not.
Simple,
Samadhan, Anandadi Nanam Swami Ji has said it so true. That is, even a small kid can understand. That is, why these big people cannot understand fundamental things. Because
we are
educated. So we
have to uneducate ourselves to understand.
Take away
your real culture. You see, you may be educated, but then
this
you
is real culture,
Bhagavad Gita.
That is a political.
You must be worried.
Political matters.
you must be orient. That is material world. So long you are in the material platform, you must be orient. There is no exception. And I have seen in that time how much orient you are at that time. Yes? So it does not mean that she is, because she is Prime Minister, there is no worry. It is not possible.
She is very worried.
Everyone is worried.
More worried.
Everyone is worried.
But that is what...
That is described by Pradhan Maharaj. When Hiranyakasipu, after all their father and son, he inquired from the son, "My dear son, what best thing you have learned?" So, he said, "My dear," he did not say, "My dear father." He said, "The best of the Asuras." He addressed his father, "The best of the Asuras."
Best of the
Asuras. "Tat sadhu manne asuravarja deena." "My dear, the best of the Asuras. You are the best of the Asuras." I think that is best education. The sadhu manne asuravarja dehina. Dehina sada samudhu vignam. Asuravarja.
I got good rooms like this.
Not that one has to go to the forest. Even in the Vrindavan, we have got very good rooms. But nobody is coming. This is the problem. After 15th year, voluntary, one must commit civil suicide. No one, I mean, and that is very key. But he will think of family up to the point of being killed by his revolver. Listen, even Gandhi, what to speak of others? He presented himself very taggy, but unless he was killed, he did not give up his ambition. "How my sons, how my countrymen will be happy?" And what happiness you can give? You are not gone. Who is taking care of them? But this is mine. He was thinking, if I am not there, then whatever I have got, it will finish.
Mahatmaji had got his independence.
What independence?
The independence was obtained. Some people asked him.
I asked him.
He, I